So I'm sitting here at South Sea Seafront, right next to the seawall, in my van. It's just gone 7 o'clock in the morning on Thursday the 5th of June. And the reason why I'm sitting here this morning is because I'm working with the BBC today. I'm one of a team of live cameramen who are covering the D-Day 70th anniversary events here at Southsea. There is obviously stuff going all over this part of the world, because along the south coast here is where D-Day was practically launched from. Southsea here, of course, Portsmouth and many other places along the south, where 70 years ago tomorrow, thousands and thousands of men from many different countries got into crafts of various kinds and set sail for the invasion of France, which effectively led to the end of the Second World War. And I'm here to cover events today with the BBC. There's so much different stuff going on. There'll be military bands, so many veterans, so many different people that hopefully we will get to speak to, interact with, and broadcast very many different stories from that. I say fateful day. I don't think it's a fateful day. I think in terms of what it did for the world, it was a great day. But so many people, of course, lost their lives during that invasion of France, which led to the downfall of the Nazi regime during the Second World War. And I sit here because I don't want to just tell you the story of what's going on here today, because what happened 70 years ago had a big effect on my life. And you might think, well, it had effect on all of our lives. It ended the Second World War. Well, yes, it did. But myself, before I was a cameraman, you see, I was in the army for 10 years. And because of what happened during the Second World War and the fact that D-Day worked when I was in the army, I was part of the British Army of the Rhine. And basically, I was part of the occupying force left over from the Second World War that went, unfortunately, straight into a Cold War. And I sat in Germany for many years of my military service, waiting for the Russian hordes to come across the border, which never came, although they seem to be coming across now in bloody Ukraine, but that's a different matter. Anyway, I ended up in various places in Germany, like Osnabrück, Minden, Berlin, and JHQ near Rheindahl, and many other places in between, going backwards and forwards between England and various other places around the world. And I had a fantastic time in Germany, and when I look back at it, I think, I was lucky enough, you see, to serve in peacetime. Although there were things like Northern Ireland and the First Gulf War and stuff like that that went on, and various other little skirmishes that the British tend to have around the world, but as far as being in the army for 10 years went, I had a relatively easy time, apart from a few places that I went to. And most of that time was spent in Germany, and the good times that I had, the great people that I met, the places I went to, you know, to live in Berlin for 2 years during the 90s was a fantastic place to live, utterly brilliant. And I couldn't recommend it to... I could recommend it to anybody to go and live there for a couple of years. But that was as a direct result of the reason why I'm in Portsmouth and Southsea today. Because a lot of the people that I'm going to meet in the next few hours went across those waters, and many, many, many of them didn't come back. Many of them lost their lives, and it's a direct result of that action on D-Day, the 6th of June, that I ended up spending a lot of my military service in Germany and having a fantastic, utterly brilliant time as a result. And it just seems a very strange dichotomy for me, because the stuff that these guys and girls went through was something I could not... I can imagine, because obviously going through military training, I've got a fair idea of what war is about, but to launch yourself off a boat onto a beach in your thousands, and many of them being cut down before you, must have been an awful, awful experience. What those guys went through is just utterly unbelievable. And here's me in the, you know, in the early part of the 21st century, leading a good, healthy, normal life because of what these guys did. And I'm free. I'm free to do stuff like this on the phone, to speak my mind, to report on whatever I want to report on, to be a journalist, to have that freedom to go where I want, to have the freedom to interact with whom I want, to be whatever religion I want. And I sit here today looking out over the Solent and trying to imagine what it was like here 70 years ago. Well, hopefully, today, working with the BBC going live, we will get a flavour of what it was like to be there on that day. And this is just a small podcast here to say, here I am, this is what I'm doing, but also that I am eternally grateful to those men and women who had anything to do with this day. And it's worth remembering, it's worth celebrating. Even after 70 years, you might think, what's the point? There is a point. There is a point, because our lives would have been totally different without it happening. And as I've just explained, mine is one of them.